Sloane coming up in the second half of the Rush Hour after 4 o'clock. Rory Sloane on the way with Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Northeast Mitsubishi end of financial year sale ends June 30. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents.
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Yeah, Damo joins us. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Damo.
Louis and Jars, good afternoon.
G'day, champ.
Allow me to go off script for one moment, Damo. Your thoughts on the Crows releasing at 9.05 on their website last night that Eddie Betts confirming he's got a hamstring injury and will miss 3 to 4 weeks.
There's nothing in it.
There's a journalistic term, or it's a newspaper term, actually. Yep. It's putting out the rubbish at that time of night. And it's not that's not to describe the content of what the information was there. It's to do it in the time frame outside the news cycle. Although, in 2018, guys, what is the new cycle? It's 24 hours, isn't it? So I suppose 9.05 in 2018 is the old, maybe 4.30 in the afternoon, so the news bulletins on the TV stations could get it. But, yeah, look, the bigger picture of that is it's another problem, isn't it, for the Crows, have already had a lot of problems in that space already this year.
Certainly have. We'll leave that one alone. AFL changes tune regarding umpire bumping after the Dusty Martin incident where Dusty was fined $1,500. They've clearly changed tack.
Yeah, and look, I take a pretty extreme view on this, and I know I'm in a minority when I say that. To me, it's a black and white issue. If a player chooses to contact an umpire, and that includes in my assessment here, if he chooses to force the umpire to endure him reenacting a decision that was just made by that umpire, that means he touches him in so doing. I'm pretty adamant that that's a weak ban at the very least. Now, I know the players, and I know retired players, and I know even the umpires themselves don't like that, but we've got ourselves so confused with this situation now that Michael Christian, on what he said Monday of this week, was in such contrast to what he'd been saying right up until the weekend of footy just gone. I've also got no doubt, Louis and Jars, that because of the subject of the most recent umpire contact being the reigning Brownlow medalist and the one who is going to poll heavily again in this year's count, that would have had something to do with it. The AFL won't admit to that being the case, but they've no doubt, in my mind, changed their tune on how they are going to now interpret the intentional contact of an umpire differently to what they had done to that point of the season. And yet again, it's AFL rules on the run.
Certainly is, and you're going to get situations where early in the year you get unlucky, late in the year when they work through the mechanisms of it and they realise how severe some things be, you get to it, those will get off. And that's unfair because it should be a level playing field right across the season.
It should be, and people are saying, well, now we know where they stand on it, but we don't know because they keep telling us there is no such thing as a precedent.
Damo, there'll be a new one coming up in a month's time and they'll find another way to adjudicate around it or get the outcome they want like they always do.
Yep, and what you're saying there is where I'm coming from with this particular matter, Louis, and as I do at a lot of matters, because we only need to go back to grand final week last year where there was no way Trent Cotchin was allowed to play under the rules of the system in 2017 with what he had done, but we also knew that he was going to play, and we also know that he did.
Just don't touch the bloody umpire, full stop. Ollie Wines signs a four-year deal there, Damo.
Makes him a 10-year player, Jars, doesn't it? Just on the raw mathematics of it, which has sort of crept up on a little bit. 6 years is what he's playing now, having been drafted in 2012. And what I admire with what he's done there, just as an opinion around what he's done factually, is that he's pushed himself beyond that free agency status. It would have been so easy for him to just sign a small contract, wouldn't it, to then allow him to breathe, to reconsider when that time came. But he's removed that. And the way he's always presented himself to that footy club and to the public in general is a man that when he signs a four-year deal, he's not going to be mucking around with it. That's a four-year deal. So I really like what he's done. He's given it some thought, and maybe that was ultimately the reason that it dragged out to this round 13 going into round 14 time of the year, because there was no fear from the power all the way through that he was going to leave. And we heard what Ken Hinckley said last week, didn't he, when he said he was 100% convinced that he was going to stay. So maybe it was the tinkering around the duration of it. It obviously now does put the focus back on to Rory Sloane, not that it's ever been off him, but it puts it right on him now, almost solely on him now, with the big name Adelaide-based Victorian who's still got a decision to make. And look, the Crows, you can only ask them the question so many times, and they are adamant that they're in a really good position to retain him. But you can also speak to clubs down here in Melbourne who haven't officially been told they're out of the hunt and haven't officially given up on him. So I don't have a read on it, guys. I haven't had a read on that one from the outset, and I'm not going to attempt to get one now, given it's getting to a point where he has to make his mind up in one way, shape, or form.
Turns 24 in October, does Ollie. Gets him to 27 as he leaves the club if he wants to go ready for the next contract, Damo. Means he's in his absolute prime. So it's really clever on all behalves, and I think everybody wins, both the footy club, the player, and the family.
Yeah. I think once you give a club 10 years, no one could ever say that you haven't given everything to that club. And the 5.5 years he's already given it, they have been of a nature where he's absolutely all in every time he runs out.
Certainly does. Last one and a quick one, mate. More experimental trials for AFL to fix the game.
Yeah, it's happening a bit regularly now. We had Brisbane Lions last night doing what Hawthorn did a week and a half ago, and that is trial some rules. It's obviously a little bit fake in that you've got teammates being the players that you're up against when the drills are said and done. But there was a bit of angst over the secrecy around the Hawthorn trial 2 weeks ago because of the nature that this is an all-in game now, and these changes that are now inevitable and will be made with legislation to the game itself, that the competition needs to know, and the secrecy around the Hawthorn one didn't go down all that well. Brisbane Lions last night were quite public about what happened, about what they noticed and observed in it. I reckon the one that's really growing legs, and I think it was the Malcolm Blight one initially, wasn't it? The extension of the goal square from whatever it is, 9 or 10 metres out 18, to 18 to 20 to 25.
Metres, yeah.
That's really, I've spoken to a couple of players today just on separate matters, and that seems to be the one that they like as a starting point. Now, again, as we know, you bring in something, someone will quickly negate the benefits of that. I'm yet to see how that can be negated, because it would force the kick out after behind to at least start away from the goal line as a starting point.
And your next point is to an attacking part on the ground, which is what everybody wants, and you can't defend and close it into one half. Hey, Damo, thank you so much for your time.
Got to go, mate. Work.
Got to roll.
Thanks, boys. Good to chat.
See you, mate. There is Damien Barrett.
Yeah, thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi. Their end of financial year sale ends June 30, of course. If you want to check it all out, all the details at northeastmitsubishi.com.au.